actually seeing us all swaying back and forth real gay like this right now? Feel better.
Oh, yes. Good.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant. That is P1 Shannon. How are you, Shannon?
Pretty good. How are you guys holding
pretty
up this morning?
Actually, pretty good.
Yay.
And I do remember this voice. Don't remember from when?
2 Mondays ago.
Whoa. How about you? How about you, Shannon? Shannon, how much of the 28-hour show have you got to listen to?
Probably about 9 hours worth.
That's pretty awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome. When were you listening yesterday?
Yesterday, all morning up until about 7 in the morning till 12, and then last night about 10 to 11:30.
Oh, awesome. So you got to hear some of the Lord of the Rings.
You guys are great.
Oh, that's awesome.
I agree.
Aww.
That's awesome. Now, did you own Lord of the Rings, or were you just listening to us do it?
I was listening to you do it because I have a scratch on my DVD.
That's
that sucks.
Awful.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are holding up great, though.
Yeah, well, we're almost done. We got an hour.
Some better than others.
An hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, we've been doing the countdown in the last 15 minutes.
Oh, you're telling me, girl.
That's right. I'm ready to evaluate Shannon's voice. Sky, do it again. Sky, do Sean falling asleep again.
and I caught one of these earlier, too. Hold on.
Wait. Let's see.
Standing?
Wow, Sean.
You must be sleepy.
I'm telling you. Shannon, you sound hot. I give you a 9.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Did she talk
really
yet?
Hot. Yeah, she's been talking the whole time.
I didn't hear her.
Eddie.
Now, you'll probably remember Shannon. She was an all-star back in 85.
All right.
Oh, an all-star.
Yeah.
So I got it right.
Well, she's a champion now.
So what?
There's a difference.
Huh?
Anyhoot. I like Shannon. She's a little breathy. She sounds sexy. For the tournament champions, though, I think you got to come with a little bit something stronger. But not bad. I'll give you a 7.
Not bad at all.
Excellent.
Sky.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you get to hear when we did the Mikey Idol last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well. Then.
I'm sorry.
It's not her fault.
What was
your question?
Well, you know.
I was studying.
Yeah, what was your question going to be, Sky?
Well, I was just going to ask her opinion on the results.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
I was just curious to see what she thought.
I mean, that's brutal.
It's over.
But anyway, enjoy your voice. A little young sounding for me. I don't know. These are probably the things I said last time.
Actually, you said I had a hint of maturity in me.
Oh.
Oh.
And confidence.
Okay, no, I hear that now when I'm talking to you. It's young, but you do got a little kadunk, which I enjoy. Mm. So I'm going to give you a...
Come on,
I didn't even say the word.
I have confidence in rain.
Jeez.
I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and give her a 7.
Excellent.
Ba-doop-a-doop. Ba-doop-a-doop.
Okay.
Ba-doop-a-doop.
Hang on. Ba-doop-a-doop.
Ba-doop-a-doop.
Okay, and Sean, what'd you think?
I was bored. I was bored to tears by her voice. I didn't think it was very hot at all. I give you a 4.
So how many more?
Wait a minute.
What happened?
All right.
I was trying to do this.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
You give her a 4, Sean?
A 4.
That's pretty rude. hang on the line, Shannon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hang on.
Aw.
Pa-doop-a-doop.
Pa-doop-a-doop.
Is this P1 Ashley?
Yes, it is. How are you guys
doing? Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Ashley, how are you?
I'm a little tired and sick.
You're tired and sick?
Yeah.
Well, we're
I'm
sick
sure
and
you
tired
guys are
of you.
Tired too.
Yeah, did you get to listen to any of the 28-hour show?
Yes, I did. I was fortunately sleeping last night, so I didn't get to hear all of it, but yeah, I loved it. It's amazing. You guys are awesome.
That's cool. Did she just say how much she listened to of it?
Yes. She answered your question.
How much did you?
She hasn't heard a lot of it because she's been sick, but she thinks we're awesome.
Now, who is this?
I think Ashley.
Ashley.
Pretty sure it's Ashley.
And by the way, I just want to thank you guys so much for the charter tickets. I loved them.
Right on.
Well.
With my dad, and we had so much fun, and we had great, great seats.
Who did they play?
The Steelers. It was that Monday Night Football.
Oh, lucky.
How about you?
Oh, it was awesome, and I hadn't been to a game in forever.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty
kiss
cool.
Kiss yourself and call you Sally.
That is pretty cool, Ashley.
Yeah, it was amazing. I just want to thank you so much.
I don't need to hear any more of her voice.
Oh, sorry.
I can evaluate.
Break it down, brother man.
The first time we ever had you on, I must have made a big deal out of the voice. I know I did, right, Ashley?
I played twice.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite voices ever. I have no idea what she looks like. I mean, she could be terrible looking, but her voice sounds great. I give her a 10.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
What'd I give you the last time?
The first time you set an 8, and then the second time a 9, I think.
Look at you. Just keep on going up the escalator.
8, 9, and 10. All right, Eddie?
Well, then.
Is that country, Eddie?
Let me talk to you a little bit here. I'm done with that.
You want a serious mood or something?
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I just don't know. I'm a little confused with this voice. I'm confused how she's played twice and has been a champion, because I wasn't a big fan.
Whoa!
And I might have said it before. Maybe I've been a fan in the past, but really young sounding and just... You know, I'm not in. Sorry.
So you're thinking she's more of an all-star than a champion?
Shut up.
I'm just saying, though.
Choke yourself.
What do you think, Eddie?
A 4.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Sky.
Fruity.
Tootie. Fruity.
That's right. Yeah, too young sounding.
Uh-oh.
Youngerson.
Ba-doop-a-doop.
Definitely like a sweet confident little voice, but, you know, for confident me, you guys confident know I don't like the girls who sound like they're under 18, and this one kind of does.
Confident news girl.
So I'm going to go ahead and give her a 5.
Oh, wow.
You are blunt.
Ashley, I'm sorry about that. That's
okay.
I'm sorry the Sky despises
11.
You.
11.
You do.
I do, and I don't know why.
Sean.
I like the little voice.
Sean, last time you said I was bone rising.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say she
was? No, I did not say that. I said you were a bone raiser. Get it right, dummy.
Sean, hey.
That weirded
hey,
me out.
Man.
That
hey,
weirded
man
me out. Something good and proper.
Hey, man. Gone.
But I like that. I like the idiocy that is you.
Mm. Oh, wow, that is...
Interesting and hurtful.
Nice.
You are a moron.
Hey, Sean!
But I like that about you.
Oh,
you.
A caveat.
Not to mention, when things are done to you that restrict the airflow to your lungs...
All right,
like
Sean.
What? The sounds.
I don't have the strength to tell you to stop. Please
that
don't.
That come from that.
All right, Sean, thanks.
Our bone race.
What do you give her? What do you give her?
I will give her an asphyxiating 8.
Oh, boy. Ashley, good scores, except for Sky and Eddie. And thank
you. It's okay.
You.
I still love you guys.
Right, hang on the line, though.
Okay. Give me. I need, this is a tournament of champions. I need a little something.
Carol?
Hi.
Oh.
Well, hello.
Enjoy.
How are you guys?
Good. Oh. How much of the show have you listened to?
Oh, man. All I do is get in my car all morning, so intermittently yesterday and all this morning since 6. So probably total 4 or 5 hours.
Well, let me tell you something. I haven't talked to a lot of people that'll listen to the whole thing yet.
It's so hard, man. I can't believe you guys are doing it. You're champions.
Last year we had people that listened to the entire 28 hours, and this year I don't think I've heard one person that's done that.
Oh, man.
A lot of people have listened to a lot of it, but the whole thing, I haven't heard it yet. Maybe they're out there. I haven't heard from them yet.
Well, they should call in.
I agree with that, Carol. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, my family's flying in town.
What are you guys going to do?
What's that?
What are you guys going to do?
We're going to eat, drink a lot, probably take some boats out on the bay.
Can I come?
And can you come? Yeah. Absolutely.
Sweet. I'll be there.
Awesome.
I'm ready to evaluate Carol.
Instructions.
I'm ready to evaluate Carol, I said.
Go for it, brother.
Yeah.
I think she sounds pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, she's not my favorite of the four, but I think she sounds pretty cool. Maturity is there. There could definitely be, like, a little bit of, like, hi, Shauna. Scream hi. There could definitely be like a little bit of cajon in there.
Oh.
Cajon?
Yeah.
What the F does that mean?
You know what it means, Eddie.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you do. You know what it means when somebody's got a little cajon. And they'll sound
like
cajon.
She's got a number three decal on her truck.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
On the Datsun.
I would think that something on one of her trucks says Chevy. I will give Carol a 6. Eddie.
Oh, well, now this is what I am talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is our grand champion right here. She is the best.
All-star?
No, stop. No, not all-star.
Oh.
The best.
Oh.
She is the shizzle, my nizzle. All right? She is candy to my ears. I loved it. You get a big fat a 10.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Out of nowhere.
That's yeah. Right. Hey, Carol, congratulations.
I call my shot and look out. Look out!
Huh? Carol, a sympathy vote from Eddie. That's pretty cool. Congratulations.
Sympathy?
Sky?
Who are you to say?
What do you mean?
Sky? Who are you?
Sky, boy. I'm Mikey.
Yeah. Sorry, lost where I was. I'm in.
Yay.
I'm way in on this one. I think it's my favorite one of the whole all-star round. And I would like to give her a 9.
Oh.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Sean.
Too mature. Way too mature.
What does that mean?
They don't scare easily.
What?
And that's the problem.
That weirds
You're
me
a creep
out.
Show.
Yep.
You don't know.
That's
oh,
weird.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let me look in the book here of Creepshow. Yeah, you are in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look.
The
yeah,
book of Creepshow. Thanks for showing me your
Let
problem.
Me Google Creepshow. Okay, there's a movie came out in the 80s. Dude, and Sean, thanks.
Thank you. See? I win. Out of the park.
Cards.
Oh, really?
Pretty
well,
much.
Well, at least we're not yes. Creepshows.
Yeah.
Well, great. Good for you.
Would you like to check out the book?
At least
oh, your
what
palm?
We are
no,
doesn't rhyme with reap toe.
Thank you. Wow, you got him there, Mikey.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks.
Good point.
Shut me down.
What do you give her?
Carol, I don't like you. You get a 4.
Whoa. Hang on the line, Carol.
You like her.
Thanks.
Let's tabulate the
like
scores.
Her.
Let's come up
it.
With a winner and let's announce
tabulate,
it to the
please.
World.
This is the greatest championship
ladies and gentlemen.
Ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of
oh my.
The Mikey Show.
Come on.
Do You Sound Hot Tournament Champions
come on, come
is
on.
Carol.
Yeah!
Wow.
Damn it.
Yeah. Woo! Good morning and good night.
Woo!
You pulled it out, Carol.
Wow.
You
awesome.
Pulled it out.
Greatest voice of all time, kid.
Yeah, you did real good. You're the first
would
winner of Tournament of Champions. What
you
do
like
you want
to make
say?
A speech?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's such an honor. You know, I just can't wait to get famous now.
There you go. Carol, hang on the line, will you?
That's awesome.
All right, great.
You
it.
Don't do that.
And I'll do it again.
All right, let's find out what these ladies look like, okay?
Okay.
All right, first up is, start with P1 Lisa.
Hi, my name's P1 Lisa. I'm 5'10", about 150 pounds. I have blue eyes, red hair, and I'm 25.
Sounds right. Next up was P1.
Sean.
That's not right. That's not right.
No.
What?
No, no.
Perfect.
5'10", 150. That's a big
5'10", 150 is... No, it's not.
That's tall.
It's...
P1 T1 Shannon.
I'm T1 Shannon. I'm 5'9". I have reddish brown hair, green eyes, and I'm 36. And I weigh 145.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
See. Next up is P1 Ashley.
Hi, I'm P1 Ashley, and I have brown hair, brown eyes. I am 5'6½", and I weigh 132, and I'm 21.
Ooh. 132?
What are you doing, Sean?
You're an idiot.
Finally, our winner, P1 Carol.
Give me.
What's up? It's P1 Carol. I have brown eyes, brown hair, 5'5". I'm 24, and I weigh 120 pounds.
Oh, well.
Sounds fantastic. Let's do.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
23 hours on the air right now, baby.
Oh, my God. We're almost there.
1 hour to go.
Oh, 27
hours?
We've
been on 27.
Oh, yeah.
27
yeah,
hours. 27.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
talk about Brooke Shields' postpartum depression while I go tinkle.
Talk amongst yourselves. Okay, Brooke Shields. Postpartum. Yeah.
Why does he say tinkle?
Fun topic. I don't know. Good for him, though. So, Brooke Shields... Are you guys into this?
Not really.
No. Should we placate it or should we do something else?
Huh?
Placate. I know what that word means.
So
and I can use it in a sentence.
Brooke Shields, we all know, suffered from serious postpartum depression after she had her first baby. All that hubbub that went on with her and Tom Cruise, because Tom Cruise was pulling his Scientology crap on her, saying she shouldn't have been on the drugs.
Yes, I remember.
Mm.
Please fill me in, Sky.
Anyway.
Tell me.
So now Brooke Shields has announced that she's pregnant for a second time.
Oh, my.
So she went on The View with all the girls.
I will not listen
no.
to
you. To discuss her concerns about postpartum depression, cut 3.
Are you at all concerned that you might go through the postpartum depression again?
I'm not, only because, again, like with issues with your own fertility, if you're aware of what your struggles are...
Yes, Brooke. Hey, Dick. That's what Mikey told us to talk about.
Hey, man. We talked about it. I don't want to hear The View. I hate that show.
Why do you hate that show?
I hate that show.
A bunch of cackling bitches. I don't like it.
Oh, hey.
I'm just being serious.
He's just being honest.
Weird.
So what else you guys want to talk about?
I don't care.
Okay.
Take some phone calls.
Fine. Mikey Show.
Hey, is this Mikey?
Nope. Eddie.
Hey, it's Garrett, man. P1 Garrett.
Gary.
P1 Garrett. I'm the one that dropped off the Marie Callender's pie last night.
Oh, it was delicious, man. I had like 7 slices.
Woo! Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah, very, very, very good.
What kind
was it?
It
was a chocolate satin pie from Marie Callender's. Yeah.
It was a chocolate satin pie, Sky.
Oh, wow.
From Marie Callender's.
You must have enjoyed that, Eddie.
Oh, man. I'm so stuffed
I'm
right now.
I'm bummed I didn't get any of that.
I'm going to take some home, too.
Hey,
thank you, dude. We appreciate it.
Wait, you ate 7 pieces and there's still leftovers to take home?
They were thin slices.
They were very small slices.
Yeah. Oh,
I was pacing myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Sky.
All right. Didn't see any of this happen.
And the Mikey Show.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hey, what happened to Bobby Colonel?
He's still here, man.
Right there
Bobby
he is.
Colonel's still kicking.
Come on, give a shout out, Colonel.
Tell Mikey to say it. Tell Mikey to say it.
Okay.
All right.
Say it.
It.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Here we go. Mikey Show.
And
hey, this is Road Dog.
Road Dog, what up?
Man, 22 hours later, you guys are rocking, man.
27, my friend.
Yeah. Who let Road Dog out?
Okay, woo. We don't need to do that. Stop it.
Stuff with that movie Jarhead.
You like that stuff?
Oh, man, when you see it, just to let you guys know, you guys have experienced the military stress and strain of being awake for 28 hours until you guys...
Do you guys have to do that a lot?
Oh, man.
Really?
You're exhausted. You start getting delusional and...
Oh, that's not safe.
Whoa.
And also, just to let you know, you remember a couple weeks ago you were talking about You never smelled the body or anything like that, or saw a dead body?
Yeah.
You could experience that here in San Diego.
What?
If you guys drive on 8 West in Mission Valley and you exit Taylor, there's a veterinary clinic hospital, and it reeks of dead carcass.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's
come on, dude.
Hardcore.
And it smells like Iraqi.
Okay.
It smells like Iraqi.
Okay, I've been awake way too long to really comprehend that conversation.
Oh, that's funny.
I like smelling
on any real level. Mikey Show.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to give you guys a call, let you know that there's a lot of us listening. I've been listening for 26 hours, man.
Sweet.
Oh, nice.
Good job, you guys.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Thank you. Sky just cursed silently. Just cursed silently.
I don't even know who it was.
In the most venomous way.
I don't even know.
She mouthed the foulest.
Oh,
what?
Man.
What happened?
Mouthed it. Like the foulest, and she like, it had this look on her face like a mean pit bull.
What is with you?
What? What'd you do?
Who are you? Somebody walked by and they were talking.
And it really made you want to kill them.
We have our door open.
She wanted to take like dentist tools and torture them.
Oh, man.
She had a look of hate.
I need to go home.
I'll say. Mikey Show. Hey, we didn't fight, by the way. Hang on a second.
No, don't. We're not. But
seriously,
make
we did
this announcement
good.
In 55 minutes,
but
please.
Didn't we do pretty good? We all did pretty good. You know?
Yes, we did.
Knock on wood. Well, screw you guys.
Faye.
Going on. Mikey Show. Hello?
You guys are doing such a great job. I say let's go another 24 hours.
Yeah, let's do the 48 hour show.
I hate you.
We'll do the 48 hour show.
I hate you.
Mikey Show.
Hey, this is the Junior P1 leader.
What's up?
Cute.
Hey, I was wondering what you guys thought about the little Junior P1 group thing I started.
I know that on MySpace, the MySpace P1 army is about 3,000 people now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started something that
4,000 people now.
Whoa, that's gotten big.
And so now they're branching out into the Junior P1 army or something?
Yeah, I started that one.
Sweet. How many people you got on it?
We got like 30, 40 people.
That's cool,
it's
though.
It's cool, though. He's taking the initiative. I know that. We talk on MySpace.
Well,
you're a good kid.
Don't worry, man. You'll get more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep up the good work. Thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Nice to see you. Mikey Show.
Mikey Show, is this Eddie?
That's Mikey.
Mikey, how's it going? I got a mental beating. I just wanted to share with you guys if you guys have any time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a lot of it.
Oh, man. Just bottom line, my girl bust a 5-second rule with some bird dung that dropped in our burrito when we ate one time at the Chilvista Mall.
No, that's not true, bro.
What?
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
What?
Yeah.
Bird dung in your...
In her burrito. She busted a 5-second rule, took out what wasn't soaked in, and ate the rest of the burrito.
That's the foulest thing I've ever heard.
I know, man. I gagged just thinking about it.
Did you break up with her?
Well, that...
Did you break up with her?
I dropped it off at the trolley, to be honest.
No. Did you break up with this girl?
No, I didn't. I guess I love her that much, but...
You love her a lot.
I haven't kissed her since then, so that proves...
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Haunt the virus. Mikey Show.
Hey, what's going on? It's P1 Jordan.
What's up, Jordan?
Not much. Who's this?
Mikey.
Mikey, what's going on,
What's up?
Hey, I want to know how Sean's holding up without being able to take a shower.
Sean?
I actually took a half shower.
Did you wipes in or what?
What?
Did you bring baby wipes in?
No.
How'd you do that, Sean?
I brought a buff puff, whatever that thing is called.
A loofah
type thing.
Right.
I brought shower gel. I brought shampoo.
Did you do that?
I did it in the restroom right down there.
Did you? Okay, so you locked the door, right?
I definitely locked the door.
And how much clothes did you take off?
I took off everything down to my shoes. I left the shoes on.
All right, and then
it was a friggin' sight, yes.
And then you... and then you...
disgusted myself.
Okay, and then you got the little sponge thing.
Yeah.
Wet with sink water.
Yeah. Well, first I got my head wet.
How'd you do that?
A combination of just like cupping my hand and throwing it on my head and then putting my head actually in the sink.
That's cute.
And then you put shampoo in your hair, right?
Yes, I put shampoo in my hair.
And then you rinsed it off using
the same combination.
It's one of those intermittent faucets where you press it down and it'll...
I know.
Water will come out of it for a few seconds.
It wasn't easy and it was cold too.
And then with the rest of your body, shower gel and a little sponge, and then did you actually sponge your whole body down with soap?
Yeah.
How did you dry off?
Well, I also brought a washcloth from your place. So I used that as a mini towel.
Okay. There you go, dude. That's what he did.
All right, man. Hey, you guys, you're doing a really good job.
Thank you, bro.
I've been listening to you guys for like probably 20 hours, man.
It's awesome, dude. Thank you.
All right, you guys keep it up.
Sean, that's so...
And really, like, that must have been really hard because at one point I washed my face, and with that kind of sink, like, it was almost impossible just to wash my face. Yeah, so for him to wash his whole body, I can't even imagine how he did that.
He would be gone, though, for periods of, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
Yeah,
it did.
Sure.
But I got it done.
It's just strange that he thought that was...
It's a priority.
All right, tinkle time.
Good. Mikey Show.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the Cajon statement that he made about the, are you hot?
Yeah, he is me. That was me, Mikey. Go ahead.
They're only Cajon.
Oh, you got your radio blasting. You got your radio blasting like you're so Cajon right now.
But I'm wearing a bra, so I can't be Cajon.
Well, you sure had that radio blasting. You still do. You still don't get it.
I don't have a blaring anymore.
Yeah, you still don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what'd you want to say? Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey, yep. I'm just concerned, how are you guys going to do it driving home, man? You going to go to the right house?
Everybody's got people picking them up.
Right.
Some people even have limos.
Yeah.
Boston Rob is flying home with a limo.
VIP Transportation Services.
VIP Transportation Services taking Boston Rob home.
I'm stretching my stuff out in the back.
There you go. Thank you.
We got Mark McGrath on the inside line.
How about that?
Oh.
Mark McGrath, how are you?
How are you guys doing, man? You guys sound burnt.
It's brutal, dude.
Pretty tired.
Home stretch.
Dude, you got to change your depends, man.
We've only got 49 more minutes.
I can't believe it. How bummed are you that you have to talk to me for the last 15 minutes? It's a nightmare of nightmarish proportions.
Now, what time, Mark, what time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed.
Are you on the Pacific? Are you on the West Coast?
Yeah, I'm L.A. You know, I'm an Orange County guy. Yeah, I'm in L.A. I went to bed. I was watching the Laker game at 9:30, so I was nice and cozy then. What were you doing then?
At 9:30, dude, we were just barely halfway done.
That is so psychologically, that would mess with your mind, dude.
It did. It does. It does mess with our mind. We were on at 9:30 last night. We had a deal with ABC Television. And we were running the television show Lost on our radio station, and we were making fun and having fun with it. And then when we were done with that at 10 o'clock, we invited our listeners to watch Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring with us.
So wait, you're watching it on the audio's on the radio.
We're doing like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I love it. I love it.
We're making fun of the movie while it's on.
And are you drinking?
Not me.
None of us were.
None of us were, but a lot of times people do.
That's a mammoth bender, though. That's a tough one. I've been in a few of those being in a rock and roll band. You know?
Sure. And then we watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory after that.
I can't believe you guys are still standing, man. That is a workout.
Well, you know what, man?
Why do you do this?
Well, here's the deal. It brings a lot of people to the show.
Right.
A lot of people, we create a lot of new listeners. And when I say a lot, I mean literally thousands and thousands of people have started listening to us as a result of doing the show like that last year. And so we do it again to create more listeners. And pretty soon, world domination. And you know that story.
Well,
I love it. You know, but I want to tell you guys, there's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's why we do 28 of them.
Well, that's why you guys are number one.
That's right, baby.
We are number one, and that's hopefully that's part of the reason why.
Yeah. Think outside the box. I like it, Mike.
So what have you been up to?
Well, I'm here at Extra. You know, I'm working Extra here, and still doing Sugar Ray, still doing that thing as well. So I've got the best of both worlds. After 17 years of being in a band with these turkeys, it's still the same guys, and we still get to play. You know, we started down there pretty much in Mission Beach in the San Diego State area.
Yep.
So San Diego holds a very dear place for our hearts.
Yes, that's right. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray, co-host on Extra.
Extra.
How did that come about?
You know what? I've hosted a few things in regards to the band through MTV and VH1 and various music award shows. And one of the executive producers here saw me, and she goes, you know, that guy kind of sucks at hosting, but there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
So she brought me in, and here I am. You know what I mean? And, like, I ask myself every day why I'm here. You know, I don't think too much about things, obviously. I'm kind of an around-the-corner guy. And here I am, man. You know, it kind of hit the perfect storm for me because some of the guys in my band, three of them, matter of fact, have kids, and they kind of wanted to break away for a little bit and do some individual things. And it just, the timing was right, and then here I am.
Eddie.
Hey, Mark, I know you're a big USC fan, right?
Psycho USC. I went to USC.
Yeah. And I remember hearing a story about you watching the Notre Dame game this year.
Yeah.
Some crazy stuff going down.
Yes.
What happened?
At the Notre Dame game?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually at the Vegas Sportsbook, and, you know, I was at the Bellagio there, and they had three games going on. I think Michigan and Penn State and LSU and Florida were playing. So they had no audio on the games. It was on, a low din, so I couldn't hear what was going on. So at the last play of the game, well, what was supposed to be the last play of the game, Leinart fumbles and it goes out of bounds, you know?
Right.
And so I couldn't see what was going on. All the Notre Dame fans, which were like 10-1 to the USC fans there, started going, SC sucks, and pointing at me because, of course, me and my friends were the loudest, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I couldn't see what's going on. Mass confusion. Long story short, they put, you know, 7 seconds back on the clock. SC scores, and I just stand up and gave the finger to everybody in there, and they had to run out of there because the entire Notre Dame contingency was descending upon me.
Oh, dude. It's pretty wild.
I get emotional. I get emotional and violent and physical. So there you go.
Awesome. That was great, man.
How about that?
I love that.
Yeah, how's that state team doing this year?
You know, why even bring that up? I was giving you props for SC. And then
he's got to go there. He's got to hurt us. He sticks the dagger in
us. You're awful, Mark.
Right in our heart.
Still number one in partying, though. Come on. No, that's number one.
That is accurate.
And that's what really matters. Let's
True.
Be honest.
Mark, are you married or what's going on?
No, I'm not married. You know, I've been seeing this girl off and on for 10 or 11 years. And
the same girl off and on for 10 or 11 years?
Yeah, it's one of those rock and roll nightmare relationship type deals, you know what I mean? I don't know. Our foundation isn't too strong, so it's hard to take it to the next level, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
So, but, you know, it's, you know, look, you give what you get, you know, that kind of deal. And,
Mark, wait a minute. I'm fascinated now. I didn't know, first of all, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated by it, so if you'll allow me, I'd love to get in there and tinker.
Please tinker, dissect, and you know, fix it, by the way.
I would love to. Now, there's no way that you have been in a relationship 10 or 11 years and you're not in love. I know you're in love.
Oh, I said there's no doubt I'm in love.
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously
I feel like
you're
waking up with this person, like, you know, like, oh, I can't wait to spend the day with you. You know, the problem with me and her is that we're best friends. You know
right.
what I mean? And I know you're like, you're going, oh, well, we're all best friends. No, you're not. You're not. Everybody's like, you know, they want to run away from their chick. They can't wait to go out with the guys.
Not me, dude. I'm not like that at all. I married her. She's awesome.
Yeah, but he's saying most guys.
Yeah, I understand. But
yeah, you're definitely the exception.
Yeah.
She's listening to you right now, too. So, you know, what are you going to do?
No, I'm being honest, though, dude. If she were out of the country, I'd be saying the same thing. I really dig her.
Okay, you know what? And I hear the tone of your voice after 20. I believe you. I certainly do. So.
It's the truth.
I do.
Yeah. So I know that. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to know if after 10, 11 years, foundation is not strong. You guys aren't married. What is it that why can't you let go?
I'm weak. Why does anybody not let go? I'm weak. I don't. You know, we've certainly gone through our breakup periods, and like I just, you know, I miss her smell. I'm gonna get cheesy on you.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I miss the way she puts linen spray in the pillows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the way she makes tacos. I like the way she laughs at things. Her world observations really kind of like charm me, you know, and like it's hard to replace those things when there's so many of them that really are what makes
Mark,
me love
you. Mark, you're in love. Why don't you get married to her?
Because, man, we've had a bad history.
What happens when you guys... When it's bad, what happens?
Fidelity has been a problem in both of us, you know. And being that I've traveled a lot in my life and I've been weak, and right back at you, you know. You get what you give what you get, that kind of thing. I would never put up with anything, you know, I would let her go. I wouldn't do anything that has been done to me, if you know what I'm saying. Now, that's not a good way to, it's a very sick, unhealthy way to have a relationship, but that's what's my scenario. That's what my situation is. Now, after all this sort of crazy rock and roll thing has kind of settled down, we're kind of looking at each other, you know, and I'm at home more now. We're like, well, how do we do this? How do we take this next level with, like, getting over the pain that we've been through, but putting that and putting it somewhere else, dealing with it, and then carrying on in the future?
You have instantly become one of my top three favorite interviews of all time. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Why? Because I'm a sack?
No. Yeah. Mark, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. If you were to ask all the six people, there's six people on the show, if you were to ask them what the one quality I like in people more than anything else, it's honesty, and you're honest.
Oh, I'm totally, to a fault, I'm honest.
Dude, you know, that's so cool, dude. Oh, it's so cool.
I appreciate that, bro.
Can we keep talking to him? We don't have to get off the phone right now?
Yeah, just got word. You can do as long
as you want. That's awesome. We can talk until 10 o'clock. I'm not kidding.
Hey, man. We'll keep you rolling, dude. Keep you guys awake here.
First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, before we're off the phone, I can fix your relationship.
Please help me out.
Yes.
Before we're off the phone, I can fix your relationship.
But before you go on, which I appreciate, let me tell you one thing. I am an expert on everybody else's relationship in the world.
Me too.
I'm Dr. Phil. I will solve yours. But on mine, when the emotional transcends the rationale, I'm out.
I bet you guys can fight like nobody's business.